Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The McNeil and Parkin Show. Afternoons on the Score.
Thank you for hanging out. It's Mac and Parkins on the Score. And I'm very much looking forward to talking to this guy, getting to know him a little bit better, because Cubs fans are going to get to know him very, very well in the coming years. And it's got to be weird, leaving a high-profile job at the NFL Network, coming home, launching a new network with Marquee Sports, and then having sports stop before you could really get off the ground running. So the new face of the Marquee Sports Network, and he's hosting Cubs 360, which is a daily show at 6 o'clock. Our guy Matt Spiegel and Bruce Levine, often contributors to that show. Cole Wright joins us now on the McNeil and Parkin Show by way of the Alpamonte Ford Hotline. Alpamonte Ford is in Melrose Park. Hey, Cole, how's it going, man?
It's excellent. How about you guys?
Outstanding,
we're doing very
Cole.
Well.
Yeah,
you know,
thank
best
you.
As... best as can be considered, doing 4 hours of sports talk with no sports. How you guys dealing with it over at Marquee?
Social distancing, I assume. You guys staying 6 feet apart?
More than that, like 32 miles apart. Yeah, this is our seventh week of broadcasting from our own homes. We've managed to have a bunch of sports news, but people are getting damn itchy, and I imagine it's even worse coming on board to do baseball. How are you keeping your sanity?
Well, like you guys mentioned right off the top, you know, we do Cubs 360 every single day, Monday through Friday, and you know, we found so many different ways to bring news and to just readdress topics in different ways, whether it's, you know, a completely different question about the same topic, or whether it's just a different viewpoint or outlook from, you know, a different analyst. Like, you know, we have on the show today, we have Ryan Dempster and Bruce Levine, obviously, but we also have George Will, and you know, he's a political columnist, and you know, he's an author. He wrote a book about the Cubs. But, you know, first and foremost, he's a lifelong Cubs fan. So, you know, for us to have so many different outlooks and opinions on, you know, sometimes the same topic, because, you know, at the end of the day, you know, everybody wants baseball to get back. And, you know, the only way we can, you know, help bring some normalcy is to kind of discuss it and to kind of break things down in different ways. And that's what we've been doing so far. So that's how we kind of keep our sanity.
What attracted you to the gig of the Marquee Sports Network?
Well, I mean, like you guys said, you know, leaving the NFL Network to come home, and you know, I'm from Chicago, you know, born and raised, and you know, I grew up as a Cubs fan, and you know, to be able to be associated with, you know, just the kind of franchise that the Cubs are, you know, and you know, being through the ups and downs, and you know, having gone to Game 4 of the World Series, and not knowing what was next. I mean, I left, and you know, in my head, I said 3-game winning streak starts tonight, but you know, how our track record had gone over the years prior. You know, I didn't know if that was true, but I just tried to believe in it. You know, ultimately, you know, winning a World Series, you know, was a highlight. But, you know, I have to say, you know, the highlight for me is, as far as my Cubs fandom, is being able to come back home and being able to be a part of the franchise. So, you know, it's pretty neat, and it's pretty humbling at the same time.
One of the really cool things about being lucky enough to do what you do, Cole, or what Danny and I do, is, you know, meeting some of the guys you admired when you were falling in love with the games as a kid. And I read in Jeff Agress' column after you got the job that you wore number 8 in Little League because you were a huge Andre Dawson guy, the Hawk, the 87 MVP on a last-place team. Have you had the chance to sit down and spend time with him? Because he's a really nice guy. He's a bashful guy on camera, but a wonderful guy.
Never had the chance. I've never been able to meet Andre Dawson. Hopefully that's something that we'll be able to remedy, you know, very soon. you know, like you said, you know, in being in our business, you do get to, you know, cross paths and rub elbows with guys that, you know, you grew up watching or guys that you grew up cheering for. And, you know, whether it be on the team that you supported or another team. I mean, when you get to, you know, cross paths with, you know, guys in Cooperstown, you know, sitting down and having a conversation with a guy like Pete Rose, or, you know, working with Frank Thomas, or, you know, just working with Ryan Dempster or Rick Sutcliffe. You know, I did my first baseball tonight at ESPN with Rick Sutcliffe and Aaron Boone. So, you know, to be able to, you know, turn the page a little bit and still, you know, realize, okay, you know, this is pretty special, but then all of a sudden also be able to compartmentalize and be like, okay, you know, these are the guys that you grew up as a fan of. However, you know, now you guys are all doing the same thing. So let's just come together for this one common goal and let's just knock it out and make some good TV.
What is good TV in your mind?
I mean, to me, good TV is always informative and also entertaining. I mean, if you just wanted to be informed, I mean, you know, you could pretty much patch together, you know, a sports type of C-SPAN where, you know, you just get nothing but sound bites and nothing but highlights with Nat sounds. But there's something to being entertained and being informed, you know, all the while. You know, it's, you know, I always fall back on, you know, my favorite show, no matter if you're a basketball guy or not. And I'm not saying, you know, I'm not a basketball guy, but I consider myself a baseball and a football fan before basketball. But still, at the end of the day, the best show on TV when it comes to sports information, I feel, is Inside the NBA on TNT. And, you know, those guys that go out there every single time, they give you the information, but they also have a whole lot of fun. And the way, you know, Ernie Johnson's able to navigate with those guys and with all those personalities, I just think that at every show, that at least that I try to put my fingerprints on, you know, I like it to be, you know, of that same cut. You know, I want people to walk away like, man, that was a funny show, and, you know, it was entertaining. We learned a lot, and I'd like to go out and, you know, maybe have an adult beverage or two with the guys that I just watched that show with.
Cole, we have talked for several years about baseball viewership not doing well with the younger fans. What, you know, I'm sure that's something that you've thought about as you prepare these entertaining shows. What can you do personally, and what would you like to see happen during play-by-play that brings younger fans to baseball games on television?
Well, you know, I don't know if there's necessarily anything that can be done on a play-by-play side. I mean, I feel like that's going to be as traditional as you get. I mean, aside from maybe just a newfound energy, because I know that, you know, you listen to a lot of guys that call baseball games, and, you know, they're old school. I mean, not everybody has a Len Casper. Not everybody has a Joe Davis on the call for their respective team. So, I mean, maybe it's just, you know, once things turn over, as far as, you know, some of the guys that are on the call, I think that's one of the things when it comes to the actual broadcast of a game. However, I just think that when it comes to the energy and grabbing that younger crowd, like, what's the motto right now, or what's the catchphrase they're saying? Let the kids play. And I think that's exactly what it is. I mean, I'm 41. And, you know, half the guys that are in the league, they essentially are kids, you know, between 20 and 25 years old. I mean, they like to have fun, and they like WBC style of play. They like, you know, Korean baseball organization style of play. They like the bat flips, and it is what it is. And I feel like it's a new generation. I when you go to certain ballparks, it's all about walk up music, and, you know, I feel like if you can wrap yourself around that and figure out what the fans are looking for, the young fans, as well as, you know, some of the more seasoned fans, I think that you can find, you know, that line in the middle where everyone can pretty much come together and agree, okay, this is the product that we want to see, and this is what is entertaining baseball.
Cole Wright of the Marquee Sports Network is our guest. It's an interesting opportunity, right? You guys get to build a network from scratch. It's based around one anchor tenant team with a huge fan base that goes back to having their games on a superstation and games being called the traditional way. What new things that maybe Cubs fans haven't seen before in their local broadcasts are you guys expecting to be able to roll out with the Marquee Sports Network?
Well, I think first and foremost is we'll have a studio that's dedicated 100% to the Cubs, and, you know, not taking anything away from anybody else. But, you know, other places in the past, you know, whether it was on the 10th inning, you know, back in the day on WGN, I mean, that was just a short show. And I feel like with us having, you know, an hour pregame, an hour postgame, I feel like we can really dig into the game. And, you know, not just that, but there's also the fact that, say, the team is on the road and you know, Ryan Dempster and I are doing a pregame show, and he wants to show something, you know, whether it's in pregame or if it's in postgame, and if he wants to see, you know, just the way a guy was addressing the rubber in a game. You know, we essentially, in theory, can walk right across the street to Wrigley Field and use that as our demo field. You know, other places don't have that luxury just based on proximity. I mean, us being right across the street from Wrigley Field, I mean, that helps, and that's going to be unbelievable. You know, we talked about, you know, maybe even just giving as a nickname, giving Wrigley Field, you know, a studio name. Will it be, you know, Studio Banks, or, you know, what Studio 14 or Studio 1060, whatever it may be. But either way, I just can't wait for the real thing to get rolling and get back to normalcy.
You know, you mentioned Inside the NBA, and it's what every host points to. It's an absolutely iconic show. And one of the things that they have going for them, right, is that it's Chuck, it's Kenny, it's Ernie, it's Shaq. It's the same cast of characters. They launched the new Tuesday show with my buddy Adam Lefko, Candace Parker, Dwayne Wade, and Shaq. But it's like the same core of people night in and night out. When Marquee announced, they have – it's an unbelievable list of analysts. You've mentioned Dempster a few times. Obviously, Len and JD are going to be mainstays. You are going to be a face of the network. But there's so many – Sutcliffe and Mark Grace and Lou Piniella and on and on and on and on. What are the challenges of working with different analysts, and like, you're not going to have Mark Grace for 160 Cubs games? What opportunities and what challenges does that present?
I think the opportunities that'll be there is it's always going to be a fresh opinion. You know, you're not going to have guys that are, you know, on, you know, day 55 of talking about, you know, of where the season is at and what we're, you know, at least what we're facing. I think it's going to be a little bit challenging because, you know, to be able to build that rapport and that tempo with the guys, you know, once you come out of a soundbite, you know, knowing who to go with, who to go to first, or, you know, knowing which guy you want to follow up with, or, you know, who you can go completely off the cuff with, you know, if you just have, you know, a random thought, that there's all that comes into play. But I just feel like the personalities that I've been able to do, like you touched on, dealing with Lou Piniella or Mark Grace or Ryan Dempster, those guys, I mean, they're so easy to work with. And in the small sample sizes that I've been around them, I mean, it's felt like I've done, 100 shows each with all those guys. And, you know, being able to work with Rick Sutcliffe in the past, I know, you know, when I was in Bristol, you know, Rick and I, we did wall-to-wall coverage on Homer Bailey's first no-hitter. And I believe it in a three-hour version of SportsCenter, I think we did wall-to-wall for 2 hours. So Rick and I just sat there and broke down the game and went front and back and just talked about, you know, what it meant for him and the Reds and, you know, everybody else that, you know, was going to come behind him. And I just think, like I said, to be being able to work with these guys ahead of time has helped. So it's not like I'll be sitting at the desk and like, okay, Mark Grace, how you doing? Cole Wright, nice to meet you. All right, you ready to do an hour pre and post? All right, let's go. So, you know, I've met the guys before, you know, we've talked, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun once everything is ready to roll.
Cole, once it is ready to roll, whether they play 100 games or 60 games, are the Cubs, as they've been constructed for 2020, good enough to compete for a National League championship?
Absolutely. I mean, you look at all the guys that are there. I mean, there's so much pop up and down the lineup. And, you know, I really love, you know, the fact that David Ross said, Chris Bryant's going to be my leadoff hitter. And then Anthony Rizzo. And then after that, you just pretty much pick your poison. I mean, there's so much pop off the top of that lineup. And, I mean, teams can look up and, you know, you could have no outs in the first inning and you're wiping your brow if you're the opposing pitcher and you look, it's like, oh, man, we're already in a two-zip mud hole. So, I mean, that's one of the things that I really appreciate about this team. And, you know, they play defense. The one thing that's kind of an unknown is the bullpen. And a lot of people have, you know, had question marks and they scratched their head a little bit. But, you know, the one thing, if I could – you know, give anyone a sense of calm. It's, you know, being down in spring training, I was down there only for a week, but, you know, when you look at the guys in the pen, they're all 6'3", 6'4", 6'5", all the way up to 6'7", and it seems like every one of those dudes throws gas. You know, you may not be able to pick any of them out of a crowd, but once it's time to go, I mean, those guys get out there, and there's one thing you can't teach. You can't teach size, and you can't teach velocity. And if you have a combo of that, your chances are leaning towards, you know, at least when you have those kind of intangibles, it's a little bit easier for you to go out there and be successful. I think that's what we will see, and that's what we could see. And I think David Ross, he knows that, and I think he's going to use that to his advantage.
So we're talking to Cole Wright for another minute or two. You leave NFL Network to come over and launch Marquee Sports Network. but you still do stuff with Sirius NFL. What exactly do you do with them, and what are your thoughts on the Bears this upcoming season?
You know, essentially, I'm like the first guy off the bench, you know, and okay. Right now during during this quarantine, everybody's been in that lineup because everybody's at home. And, you know, that's why I had a show. You know, we did a show on Tuesdays and Wednesday nights for a few years. You know, the Cleveland Browns and Brett Favre, they kind of chipped into that. The Cleveland Browns not really living all the way up to expectations. But, you know, anytime I'm able to jump on with Sirius, you know, it's always fun, whether it's, you know, with Scott Pioli or Kirk Morrison. I mean, there's just so many different guys that know so much about the game. And, you know, as I look at this Bears team this year, I feel like it's a fork in the road. I mean, especially when you take a look at Mitch Trubisky, who did not get his fifth-year option picked up by the Bears. And, you know, sometimes some people say, like, oh, that's terrible. But others say that that's a good thing, because that means that he's going to go out there this year, he's going to prove himself and show everybody why he's going to be worth that next big contract. But you're battling with Nick Foles, and no disrespect to Nick Foles, I know he's a Super Bowl champion. However, you know, once he got back from injury last year, he lost his job to Gardner Minshew. And I know Gardner Minshew, not a household name, and he's a gamer. But if you want to build your franchise around a quarterback, I don't know if you necessarily want to build it around a guy who lost his job to Gardner Minshew. And, you know, it's funny because you see, you know, there's reports out there I saw from Ian Rappaport of NFL Network today that Cam Newton is willing to take a job as a backup. And, you know, like I said, no disrespect to Mitchell Trubisky or Nick Foles, but I feel like, you know, when you have these guys who have accomplished some things, as Foles has, you know, he's won a Super Bowl, but he hasn't done it wire to wire. I want to see a guy who's gotten his team there, win, lose, or draw. We saw the Carolina Panthers. We saw him lose to the Denver Broncos, but Cam was there every step of the way. Now, I know he might not be the exact same Cam Newton as we once saw. He's a little banged up. We know the shoulder, and we know he takes quite the pounding when he runs the ball. But I just feel like, you know, the Bears this year, it's going to be based on solid quarterback play, and, you know, everything else is going to just have to kind of funnel in around it.
Well, the guy they wanted most was Teddy Bridgewater, but he saw greener pastures in Carolina. They made him a comfortable contract for him. I was told the Bears offered at least that much, but he wanted nothing to do with a quarterback competition and the threat of Mitch Trubisky possibly being first and foremost in some of the higher-ups' minds, and them wanting him to win that position. And I wonder if they will live to regret that. What's your forecast for Teddy Bridgewater?
You know, I think Teddy Bridgewater is going to be solid. I mean, just sitting there, and not to say necessarily learning behind Drew Brees, but being able to observe. And, you know, he's been a star in this league before. You know, he knows the drill. So, you know, whether or not he'll be successful, you know, that's still yet to be determined. However, I do think that, you know, one thing that the Bears maybe swung and missed on, and I could be completely off, but I would have loved to see them take Jalen Hurts. Now, I don't know if we're going to see Jalen Hurts in that conversation down the road. Well, the Bears, they could have had Patrick Mahomes. They could have had Deshaun Watson. They could have had Jalen Hurts. Instead, they went with Mitchell Trubisky and Nick Foles, and that's what got them to where they're at right now. I just think when I look at Jalen Hurts, I see a guy who, you know, he had that Alabama team running like a well-oiled machine, and then at halftime in the national championship, he got benched. Then, you know, obviously he wasn't going to be that guy. Tua was going to be the man there, and I feel like once Nick Saban has his mind made up, that's pretty much what it is. So with that being said, he went to Oklahoma and got them to a Final Four, which is crazy to think a guy can go to a completely different team, whole new playbook, brand new coach, so many different personalities around him, and still be successful. And I just think that the Philadelphia Eagles, whether or not Carson Wentz is going to be their guy for the future, I think they have something to build on, even if he's going to be their backup, even if it is for the short term or the long term. I just think that Jalen Hurts would have been a nice fit. That wasn't the choice. Cole Kmet and, you know, Jalen Johnson, those are the guys they went with in the second round, so we'll see.
All right, quick hitters to get to know Cole Wright. Your favorite movie?
Wow. Coming to America.
Okay. Coming to America.
Hey, Perkins, you love that one.
That's fantastic. Yep. It's a flawless comedy. Favorite musical artist?
Wow, favorite musical artist. I don't know, man. I feel like I have to have like a rotational, you know, top three.
Okay, give us maybe, those three.
Maybe Stevie Wonder. Wow. I don't know. You guys are put me on the spot there. Stevie
we'll
Wonder,
get back to that. Yeah, we'll get back to music maybe next visit. Favorite city in America to visit?
To visit? I mean, since Chicago's home, that doesn't really count. But, I mean, I'd have to say Chicago. I mean, I love visiting when I was away from home. So, but if I was going anywhere else, I think it would be where I'm, you know, in Los Angeles. I mean, who doesn't love to visit L.A.?
Me. Too much traffic. Let's see.
Yeah, because Chicago traffic is fantastic, right?
Public transit, man. Public transit.
That's true.
Take the L, go to Wrigley. Same commute every time. Best pizza spot in Chicago?
Oh, Lou Malnati's.
Okay.
To be fair, though, I've never had Pequod. So, oof. I'm a loser.
You should.
Most and least favorite people to work with at NFL Network?
I don't think I have any least favorite people, but okay. Most favorite people, I have to go with TD, Terrell Davis, the Hall of Famer, okay. MJD, Maurice Jones-Drew, Willie McGinnis, I mean, just to name a few. I mean, there's so many great guys. You know, when Reggie Wayne was there, Reggie's one of my good buddies too. So, I mean, the list goes on.
Maurice Jones-Drew should be a bigger TV star than he is. He's really good.
Oh, isn't he great? I mean, we had so much fun. We did that Monday night post-game show for 3 years, man. And it was every Monday night, you know, we had to get out on set as soon as the game would hit zeros. And, we had to have, like, hot tea because our throats were cashed because we'd be back in the green room not only watching the game, but we'd be cracking jokes and laughing and mixing things up. So, yeah, he's great, man. There's no doubt about it.
Cole Wright, the new face of Marquee Sports Network. Thanks, Cole. We'll talk soon, man.
Hey, absolutely. I'll have some musical picks next time, guys.
Okay. Thank you. Take care, Cole. We'll see you.
That's Cole Wright from the Marquee Sports Network, new face of the network. It'll be interesting. I'm fascinated by it as a media story, launching something from scratch. And just like we talked about with legalized sports gambling here, tough time to open a sports book and then have sports go away. Tough time to launch a sports network and then have sports go away. That is not an easy task.
Yeah, keep the head down and keep grinding, people. We'll all get through this, right, Danny?
I believe that's what every commercial in America says.
Mm-hmm.
I believe they all say these are unprecedented, trying, uncertain times, but we will get through this together.
Well, I'll
by
get through
social
it.
Distancing
hey.
Without coming apart.
Hey, 2 hours from now, actually a little bit more, 6:30 tonight, Ryan Pace is going to be on Bears All Access right here on Sports Radio 670, The Score.
I hear you, man. I'm all in.
All right. We'll be locked in to Ryan Pace 2 hours from now, 2 hours and 5 minutes from now. A high-profile NFL reporter is confirming some of my schedule reports, but I'm not getting any credit. George is getting upset. It's McNeil and Parker.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
To honor and remember those we have lost, please join me in observing a moment of silence.
Oh, God. The NFL schedule release show tonight. The Score would never sell out for that type of programming, Mac. Ours is only an hour long, okay? We're not gratuitous like the NFL Network and ESPN for a full three-hour extravaganza.
Yeah, that's right. You know, Roger Goodell's moment of silence never lasts for very long before he continues to blast through the virus crisis. And we're going to sit through. I'm going to watch it. I'm going to sit.
Are you
through.
Really?
Well, yeah, because I want to be able to comment tomorrow on absolutely how I may not watch it live. I may go back down the street and get the one that got away earlier. But I'm going to watch it because I want to comment on it tomorrow because I expect it to be absolute awful propaganda. And I want to be able to, you know, help Tanny pick out some of the syrupy bites as the NFL wraps itself in the American flag and continues to promulgate this notion like it is some sanctity that it's not. We just want to know what the schedule is. We don't really want all the pomp that goes with it. It's just nauseating, but I'll consume it for content.
Wow, good for you falling on that grenade for me, because I don't know that I can. It's just, it's so ridiculous, because
sure
we all that it is tonight, right? We've already known the opponents and we've already known the location of the games. So all that is coming out is the order in which they're being played. And I can already tell you the national TV games and the opener and the closer. So now there's a leak going around on Twitter that confirms, if it's right, it confirms all six of the games that I had and fills out the rest of the schedule. NFL Leaks on Twitter has that. And, Mac, I don't know what it is. Like, I can share my insecurities with my friends here in the mob. I thought that I was a little bit more credible in these reporting streets than evidently I am. Not only have none of the Bears beat writers felt that they could cite my report, even to put it off on me, didn't make Pro Football Talk, didn't make any of the sites for having the NFL opener, the Chiefs and their banner night against the Texans, Mahomes v. Watson. John McClain, the general, one of the great beat writers in all of the NFL, he reported like 25 minutes ago that the Texans are opening the season in Kansas City against the Chiefs, something that I had 6.5 hours ago. He's on Pro Football Talk and he's everywhere. It's unbelievable.
You know, you shouldn't have to in this era with as many people who follow you. But maybe we should pass it along to somebody. I'm sure, you know, I've done that a time or two with Florio back when I was with Spiegel, and he always, I'm only two or three times, but it was over the referee stuff when there was a lockout. I gave him several stories, and he ran with it.
It's honestly just funny because it's like this is the play. I think maybe it's like the stigma of sports talk radio, and I clearly am not a reporter. Like, that's not what I get paid to do or anything like that. But, like, you can stumble into sources accidentally, and that happens from time to time, and it is media, and then you can crush me if I get it wrong. But Tanny asked me, he's like, when you saw that leaked schedule, you know, did you breathe a sigh of relief? I was like, no, I was 100% confident. And Cody Westerland, our editor at 670thescore.com, when I sent out the tweet, he reached out to me. He was like, hey, if I'm going to write a story of this and put it on the website, like, I need to know. Like, I don't need to know who your source is, but, like, are you confident in what you're reporting on Twitter? I'm like, yeah. or else I wouldn't report it on Twitter.
Like,
I'm a little confused as to where this breakdown is. So, you know, whatever. But now the full schedule is getting leaked, and the games that I had are right when I said they were. And, you know, so be it.
I'm confirming all the beat writers to make sure everybody is around and active today. And I see Adam Johns is busy tweeting, and so is Kevin Fishbane from The Athletic. Let me quickly go to Biggs here, because those guys have been tweeting within the last couple of hours. And let me check.
It's just funny.
Yeah. I was thinking it could be a fluky deal where all the guys who would want to send that stuff out there might not be. No, Biggs tweeted something as recently as 5 hours ago. 5 hours ago, schedule comes out tonight. And right now, Westgate, Superbook and Baggy, blah, 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 Bears over under victories. Yeah, so they're all busy. They're all working, you know.
It's all right.
You think it's personal?
No. I don't think it's personal. I mean, maybe for Biggs, but I it's definitely not for Fishbane or Johns or whomever, but maybe like the editorial thing at the standards at their places is sports talk radio can talk about our articles, but we won't talk about their reports. Like, I don't know what it is, but...
Well, that would be a shift in philosophy. That's not been the case for some time. If something is broken on the score, usually it's passed along, and I don't know why. All they have to do is attribute it to Danny Parkins from The Score is purporting that these are the Bears, these are six Bears dates. You know, they can wash their... By attributing it to you, they wash their hands of it.
Definitely.
You know, they can't. No one can come back and say, oh, you said no, I was just quoting Danny Parkins. Apparently, you can't believe anything that squirrel says. So, again, speaking for them, not, of course, for me.
Yeah, no, you're subtweeting yourself. I see what you're doing.
Second time I've done that today. No, I'm serious. You know I'm playing with you.
Yeah, of course. Harry Tynowitz, you know, that's my guy. Like, this is normally his lane, and so when he said yesterday that his source had the Rona, I was going to step in, and you know, so I'm just picking up the slack where our guy left off. But you know, the tiny one has built a reputation on always getting this right, and so I feel like I'm encroaching a little bit on his space. But I assume if Harry Tynowitz would have tweeted out the six games that I tweeted earlier today, he has years and years and years of track record of getting this right. I assume the beat writers would have picked up for him, but I guess I'm playing the long game. I'll have to break it again next year, and maybe after getting it right this year, they'll credit it next year.
I love that back and forth that you just had with Harry on Twitter, where he says on a certain Thursday night, you know, Tom Brady's going to get, you know, his butt kicked by the Bears, you know, and then you reply back immediately with
Week 5.
It's over, Johnny! Yeah, you did it! Get him a body bag! Yeah!
That's right. On a Thursday night, I can't tell you which, Tom Brady comes to town and is embarrassed by the Bears. That's what Harry said. And I said, I can tell you, Week 5. Boom. It's fine. Next year. We'll get him next year, Mac. We're playing the long game here. Okay?
Well, and I see John Greenberg from The Athletic has jumped into this exchange, too. So he's obviously aware of it. John, get it out there on The Athletic. Have somebody punch it in. Parko's got a scoop here.
That's all right.
Oh, scoop Parkins. All right. With the big oversized hat with a press card in the ribbon of it.
Hey,
Danny,
man.
Danny the Scoop.
These guys are serious beat reporters, man. And I get it. Capital J journalists, you want to get it right? Go ahead, crush me if I get it wrong.
Poor Tiny.
Yeah. Big Capital J journalists and then me and Tiny.
I've been rooting for him to get a break now for 8 years.
Well, it's too bad. He could have had the schedule.
I know. He doesn't even have that. That's been his... bad comparison, he's a Jewish man, but that's his Christmas morning. I mean, that's his big day. He gets to pop that every year. He doesn't even get to do that this year, in addition to other stuff.
Harry and I had a good time at Mark Carmen's wedding. A lot of laughs. He was in good spirits. We had a good time. I always say a soft spot in my heart for that dude.
Well,
he was very kind to me at a very early age.
I talked to him today. Pick up the phone and call him. He could use your love. He's worth it, as you know.
Yeah, he's fantastic. I love
Even Harry, so Shep has a soft spot for him. Shep was the one who wanted to talk to him today on the air because of his history of breaking the schedule of the Bears. And that is a 180.
Well, I thought it'd be interesting. But then the student became the teacher in this case, and we have Danny Parkins, who has all these games already. And, yeah, thought twice about that. And Harry put on Twitter yesterday anyway that his guy was sick and that he wasn't going to get the schedule released. So, onward and upward, I suppose.
Oh, Texter is saying Colleen Kane in the Tribune credited me. I don't believe it. Not that I don't believe she's a fantastic reporter, so if someone would do it, it would be her. But
wonder if she gave Biggs a heads up.
Guys, that feud was stupid at the beginning. It wasn't a feud, and now it's I'm never going to be able to have
it's
a relationship.
It's taken on a life of its own. Yeah,
it's so ridiculous.
I can't even remember the genesis of it. It was so stupid when it was.
I can't.
Danny, do you think that more people would have retweeted or credited you, whether it be Florio or someone else, had you gone to Guaranteed Rate Field and put it on a sign, and I held up the other side for you?
Also, okay, interesting thought. Maybe.
Did you do enough to publicize this?
I mean, I got 50,000 Twitter followers and a blue check mark. What more can I do?
I don't know.
Got the score tweeted
60,000?
60,000, I suppose that's true. Could have had more. Okay, I'll do better next time, guys. I'll do better next time. But thank you to Colleen Kane. Thank you to John McClain, the general down in Houston, confirming the report. Bears' schedule is going to be fun, man. It's they're not that good, but they are interesting. And so four high-profile national TV games, Thursday night at home against the Bucks in Week 5, Week 7 Monday night against the Rams, Week 10 Monday night at home against the Vikings, and the Sunday after Thanksgiving, November 29th, they play Sunday Night Football in Green Bay against the Packers, open in Detroit. Finish home against the Packers.
Just look forward to that opener, man. When 35-year-old Ted Ginn just blows by rookie cornerback Jeff Okuda of the Lions and winds up scoring on the Bears' first drive, and we say, how about that? 7 quick points for the Bears because they got speed at the wideout position, and that drive was set up by a third down conversion when Cole Kmet broke a couple of tackles. And converted the first down.
Well,
yeah, it's gonna
be
good.
Mitch Trubisky dominates the Lions.
He's got the Lions figured out.
Do you think this makes it more likely that that Mitch Trubisky is your Week 1 starter?
Didn't even think about that.
I think that's something we got to keep in house.
Yes. They can ask Ryan Pace on Bears All Access tonight, coming up at 6:30. Excuse me. I do not, for the record. I do not think the Week 1 opponent gives the edge back to Mitch Trubisky. I still will say that it will be the great Nick Foles, he of being benched for Gardner Minshew.
Yeah, the great Nick Foles, whose career passer rating is setting 0.6 higher than Trubisky's. But he's taking that confetti shower we all talk about.
How's everyone doing? This is Nick Foles.
This is Nick.
We're excited for you, Nick. Just be better than Mitch. It's the lowest bar possible. You should be able to clear it. Because that's the straw man that's being created, and we can get into it. But it's like, people think that Nick Foles is some savior. No, they don't. All they think is that he's better than Mitch, and he allows Matt Nagy to game plan more creatively because he knows the offense better.
I got to admit to something. You were taking a week of paternity time when they traded for Nick Foles, and Spiegs was in with me that day. I was the guy who was the grand marshal in the Foles parade. I got caught up in the moment, and all I saw was a ring and a guy who stood on the podium and hoisted that Super Bowl trophy, and I thought the Messiah has arrived, completely disregarding that he was considering quitting the game 4 or 5 years ago, that he struggled shortly after Carson Wentz got hurt, and that Super Bowl magic, it was a long way from where he opened for Doug Peterson when he got that chance late in the year because he was flat out bad, and then, as you just said, getting benched for the great mustache man by Cracky last year in Jacksonville. So I'd forgotten all the bad. I was just so happy that they was going to be hopefully somebody other than Mitch Trubisky, and it didn't even occur to me at the time of the trade there was going to be a competition. I thought, this is Nick Foles' job. He's a better player. I know he's a better player. He's won a Super Bowl in a million years. Trubisky won't.
Well, that is true. In that world, true. But okay, so you're the guilty party. You're the one that I'm railing against with this Nick Foles conversation. Now it's good to know.
It lasted a day. I pulled back on it the following day and admitted all to right. it. I was sweat. Maybe it took 2 days, but I pulled back. I pumped the brakes a little bit.
We all get excited. Don't beat yourself up. It's all right. It's McNeil and Parkins on the score.
The inbounds pass comes into Jordan. Here's Michael at the foul line. A shot on Elo. Good! The Bulls win it! They win it! Set the Cleveland Cavaliers. Michael Jordan hits it at the foul line. 101-100.
Happy birthday to me.
Yeah, okay. Whatever.
Shot over Elo turns 31 years old today. Arguably the best line in The Last Dance so far. Ron Harper, when he heard that Craig Elo was getting the defensive assignment on Michael Jordan. Yeah, whatever. F this BS.
Yeah, that was
so good.
Quite an afternoon.
Okay. Whatever.
At the Richfield Coliseum with the late Jim Durham and the late Johnny Kerr on the descriptions 31 years ago. Elo getting the defensive assignment. Ron Harper, who had great defensive skills in Cleveland with the Bulls. Nah, we don't need you to defend. You go ahead and do something else.
Even though Elo's defense was pretty good. It was a great shot. He double pumped. He denied him on the inbounds. But Jordan said Ron Harper defended him better. So if Jordan says it, it must have been true.
Yeah. Okay. We got a rock and roll birthday to punch out today, too, quickly. Bill Danoff is a songwriter, Danny. He's responsible for a couple of songs that were very, very popular in America. In fact, one of the songs he wrote reached number one in America, Hot 100 charts, in the summer of 1976. And that just is proof that what the American public doesn't know is what makes them the American public. I refuse to play the work of the Starlight Vocal Band on Bill Danoff's birthday, so we will let Will Hunting sing the song that made this guy a lot of money and afforded him the opportunity to retire at the age of 30. Let's give it a spin on the couch and Will Hunting.
Okay, you are in your bed, Will. Now, how old are you?
7.
What do you see?
Something's in my room.
What is it?
It's like it's a figure. It's hovering over me.
You are in a safe place, Will.
It's touching.
Where is it touching you?
It's touching me down there. I'm nervous.
You don't have to be nervous, Will.
We start dancing. The dancing is just beautiful. Because we can make a lot of love before the sun goes down. Sky rockets in flight. Afternoon delight. Hey, afternoon delight. Sky rockets in flight. Da 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 da.
Hey, I'm sorry, Rich. I've better things to do with my time.
Hey, afternoon delight. Come on, one dance. You really hypnotized me, you know. For God's sake, Will.
Just one dance. That cracks me up. Yeah, afternoon delight. Just absolute garbage, but it is. It's made iconic in Good Will Hunting and later in Anchorman when the guys in the newsroom sang it. That's the only way I'll hear that song. It is absolute trash.
Happy birthday, Mike.
Happy birthday, Bill Danoff. Fortunately, he stopped writing music in 1981.
Hey, Cashden. Look into my eyes. I don't need therapy. The movie is perfect.
Except for Minnie Driver.
I still think it's perfect.
Yeah.
It's all good. Yeah. Everything about it. I wouldn't change a thing. Wouldn't change a damn thing in Good Will Hunting. But, different strokes. I've heard that people don't like the music. But again, right there.
Yeah.
Perfect.
I could have used some Boston music to get the vibe going. It was very, very out there. I don't even remember really much. The best song in the movie was him singing Afternoon Delight.
Afternoon Delight. The Bears schedule is out. There's a wild NFL story that we have to get to. It's Mac and Parkins on the Score.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.